flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You ready to talk a little Pat's Bills, Keith?
Of course I am. No time like the present. I'm not sure everybody really wants to do that. Patriots Bills. 2 touchdowns. 15 weeks in the making. It is weird. I say it every time. Like, what, you get the weird scheduling when you either play a team twice early in the season or late. Yeah. So the 2 of the final 3 games against the Bills. So, like, what a dumb way to make a schedule.
I don't mind playing the same team twice in a 3-week span or twice in a month. I just think it's weird to end the year like that, as you just said. Like, right. If you did it in the middle of the year, in October or November or something,
it's
like
odd.
It's fine. It's like, oh, we just played them a couple of weeks ago.
Here they come.
Yeah, maybe there's something interesting there with a rivalry or retribution or whatever. Like, I don't mind it, but to end the year with it is certainly odd.
The Bills look good. It's a good outfit over there.
I'll be honest. Yeah. The Patriots are... They're 2 touchdown underdogs. The Bills are 2-point favorites, maybe is the better way to say that. It's the second largest spread of the year, bigger than Lions and Jags way back when. The biggest spread of the year was last week. Ravens were 16.5-point favorites, something like that, against the New York Giants. And somehow I don't understand how the Patriots are even going to cover in this game. I don't really even understand how to get there.
It doesn't feel like it could happen. Now, here's, I guess, what you would say is, well, sometimes division games, you know, you throw out the record and
sometimes
these teams know each other and fluky things happen. And I don't know. Like, there was a stretch where the Patriots beat the Bills every single time they played them. Every single time they played them, they beat them. Like, why can't the opposite now be true? Why can't we, unfortunately, be in a spot where the Buffalo Bills go on a run? The Bills have won, I think, 7 of the last 9 games against the Patriots, and 2 of them were, I mean, one, I guess, was like a big upset win. The other one was that crazy windstorm game where Buffalo had a horrible game plan. Like, oh, Josh Allen can throw in this? We didn't think he could because Mac Jones can't. It's throw the ball at the end.
That was the beginning of the end for Mac, by the way.
Yeah.
That was when Mac, I think, stopped trusting the coaching.
Like, guys, Mac's good. Like, why do you throw the ball 3 times?
Right. That's when you really knew that Bill didn't believe in Mac. That was the beginning of the end
for Mac.
But
that's one of the wins you've had against the Bills. Like, I think they're about to go on a run where they're just this dominant team. And it is funny because when you sit there, you're like, oh, of course they're going to win by more than 2 touchdowns. But just the nature of spreads in football, it's never much more than this. Like, when teams – college football, different story. College football, you'll see some wacky spreads. But NFL spreads –
what did you guys used to do back in the day on the old DA show?
Yeah.
You used to pick the biggest spread every week?
Yes. Yeah.
That was a good bit.
It was like FML is what they called it. It was like bleep my line, and you would take like Alabama versus Chattanooga.
Oh, that's a better name than I remember, too.
FML.
That's a good little bit.
And so it would be like, this team is favored by 55 points.
Will,
like,
will they cover?
You taking them or are you taking the dog?
That was a good, that was a good
I
bit.
I think I would take the favorite most times.
Oh, usually
those
usually
teams would
covering.
Win. Yeah, it was pretty good. But yeah, this is a lopsided one. And it's funny when you put it in the perspective of Detroit versus Jacksonville, because you're like, oh, Detroit. Maybe the best team in the league. Jacksonville, maybe the worst. And you're like, well, no, maybe Buffalo's the best team in the league, and maybe the Patriots are the worst team in the league. But I mean, Buffalo just beat Detroit, so I mean, Buffalo, you can look at them and say they are the best. They don't have the best record, but you can say they're the best team in the league.
Terp informed me of this morning. Buffalo is officially, depending on where you shot, I shouldn't say officially, but on some of the betting apps, they are officially the Super Bowl favorite over Detroit, over Philly, over Kansas City, Baltimore, Minnesota. They are the Super Bowl favorite. And yeah, the Patriots are arguably the worst team in the league. So we're going to get to Mayo and his future. We'll get to Mike Vrabel and his interest level in the Patriots and who he might want to bring along with him. Bedard had a report about that in the last 24 hours. So we'll mix in other items, but today is a good day, I think, to get into Patriots and Bills. You can jump in 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. I can tell you right now, the text line has made us aware that if you're listening on any of the affiliates throughout New England,
there is an issue. Are we efforting? We must be efforting.
We are efforting. I see a thumbs up in the back. We are efforting.
We're on it.
But the text line is, I would say, letting us know that there may be an issue or two.
It'd be more concerning if nobody let us know. So I'm glad that everybody out there is letting us know.
But that is your text number, 617-779-7937. On Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe, you can interact there. Watch along on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy conversation. Plus, you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Play the game, Keith. How do the Patriots keep it close? I think it's a very, very, very narrow way or opportunity for the Patriots to keep it close, but I do have a way for them to do it.
You
any,
do?
Any, yes, I have. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
You do?
How if they were going to keep it close, work within those parameters.
Okay.
If they were going to do it.
What's close in your mind? Just so we
cover
close.
Oh, cover.
So inside 14?
Yes.
How do they keep it inside 14?
I have trouble even getting there. They have a very narrow window to even do that. There's one way to do it. It's May. May has to, you know.
Yeah. It's injure Josh Allen.
that's one. That's one.
Well, you know, in previous years, you might say, hey, maybe Josh Allen will throw you a pick or two.
Not really this year.
He's cleaned that up completely.
He might throw another team a pick, but not you. You don't get any turnovers. Your defense is terrible. He's not throwing it to you.
He's just so dominant, you know, and their running game has been good enough. James Cook has had a nice season. They don't have Steph Diggs, obviously, anymore, but I don't know if that's – so in a weird way, getting Steph Diggs helped unlock Josh Allen, but then moving on from Steph Diggs, it feels like now he spreads the ball around and he's more dangerous, where if you looked back on it for a couple of years in a row – it was something silly, like 60% of the targets or more, I think, went to Steph Diggs. So maybe there were times, some of those interceptions, maybe he's trying to force it to his guy, which, again, is good and bad, all kind of wrapped up. Now his leading receiver is Khalil Shakir, who's good, but nobody would say he's a top 10 receiver or top 20 receiver. The rookie Keon Coleman maybe will turn into something. He's got a couple of tight ends he throws to, but he's just kind of the old Tom Brady thing, like thrown to the open guy. That's sort of what he's done, and it's made him an even better quarterback at this stage. He's probably going to win the MVP. He's the heavy favorite to win the MVP. So, yeah, I don't really know. I guess I would have to. I guess it would have to be Drake May trying to go mano-a-mano with Josh Allen. The problem is he's not as good as Josh Allen.
Nope.
And even though there isn't that elite receiver we were just talking about, just the overall team is better for Buffalo. Like, who is Drake May going to be able to rely on? Like, what receivers can he get the ball to? And I think you can only do – two of his more reliable guys are Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper. And you can really only do so much. Like, that, you're not going to be in a shootout with those two guys. And I feel like the defense is not going to have a ton of resistance. Like, you're going to have to score a lot of points. And so, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, to answer your question in a roundabout way, it would have to be like a backdoor cover where it's the fourth quarter, Josh Allen's out of the game, they get a couple of garbage time scores, they're down 20, and then they score a touchdown late, and then you're like, ah, they covered.
Okay, so I think the only way they do it is if May has, you know, the best game he's played. And maybe Allen's a little off because the Bills take you light. I mean, I think it's that narrow of a path. Ramondre Stevenson isn't going to run all over him. Your defense isn't going to stop the Bills, who have put up, what is it, 42 and 48? the last couple of weeks against the Rams and the Lions.
90 points.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And they lost to the Rams.
42. Right?
So like their defense, you could also argue their defense has given up a lot of
points.
That's fair. 80-something points.
But those are real good offenses.
Yeah, I know.
but again, 42 and 48 the last 2 weeks is what they've hung. 90 points, as Keith said.
Well, no, but like...
And Josh Allen somehow has gotten better, almost like Mahomes, and this is a credit to Josh Allen. He's gotten better without the alpha receiver. And you have to wonder if there's a lesson in there. Once your quarterback is established, Keith, as you just said, Brady did not need, I mean, he unlocked things with Randy Moss in 2007, but Brady did not need, at a certain point in his career, the alpha receiver. Mahomes does not need that. Now, Josh Allen looks like he doesn't need it. I think a young quarterback like Drake May, I want to get him all the help he can get. But maybe long-term, file that away in the back of your mind. If May is a stud and an MVP candidate and a top-flight quarterback, in 4 or 5 years, maybe he doesn't need that guy. And maybe you can afford to diversify the offense. As the Bills, I think the Bills have a lot of good weapons, but they do not have an alpha.
No. Well, so, Josh Allen is the alpha. Yeah. And that's why there's a few quarterbacks in the league that are that guy, especially with his running ability. You saw the first two touchdowns against Detroit were Josh Allen running it in. So everything's coming up Josh Allen right now. Now, if I have this correct, and I think that I do, the Patriots have not scored 30 points in an NFL game this season.
Not this year,
They've not scored 30 points this season. The Bills...
I thought you were about to say, when's the last... Did they even do it last year? I'll check the last time they've even done it.
Unlikely. Yeah. Unlikely. But the Buffalo Bills have not scored 30 points twice. So they've only been held under 30 all season two times.
Oh, boy. I don't love that.
No, that doesn't really make for a great one there. And yeah, that's not good. Or maybe three times. Excuse me. Maybe three times. There was a stretch in the middle of the season, weeks 4, 5, and 6, where two of their losses, and then a game where they beat the Jets and kind of that ugly Monday Night Football game against the Jets. So I take it back. Three times they haven't scored. So 11 times this season they have scored 30 or more points,
yikes,
whereas the Patriots have failed to do it all year.
Don't love
No, are you
that.
Looking back at the season before? Probably not.
The season before, they did not hit it. They did score 29 in the game that Mac Jones beat the Bills. The last time they scored 30, it looks like it was Bailey Zappe against the Cleveland Browns.
The Zapster.
I'm zipping through it quick, but that's what it looks
Tyquan Thornton had a good game.
He did. I think he caught one.
Yeah, I think he had two touchdowns in that game.
38 against the Cleveland Browns back on October 16th, 2022. That's the last time they broke 30.
No, it's hard to find scenarios where the Patriots are going to keep this one close just based on everything. Like, their defense is not very good, and you're going up against the MVP. Now, maybe you could look at it and say, well, the Bills' defense isn't like this lights-out defense, so maybe Drake May is going to have to sort of keep pace. But, again, we just talked about, like, what does that mean? And, you know, even a good Drake – or great Drake May performance equals how many points now? Like, they just don't have – he doesn't have a lot of help. And so – you know, we looked at it. I think his best game he's played all year was the Colts, right? I think that was his best game. They scored 24 points. That's half of what the Bills just scored.
Now, remember,
last week
they left a lot on the field that game. They were horrible in the red zone that game.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
but that's sort of the thing. It's like, I don't trust Joey Sly to even make all the field goals. You're not going to beat the Bills with field goals.
Nope.
But, you know, do you trust Jerod Mayo to you know, go for it in the right spots? Do you trust Alex Van Pelt to dial up the right plays? Do you trust the receivers to catch the ball and not toss it to the defensive players?
No. But I'm trying to lay out a scenario where they could keep it close. And you're probably right. They got to break 30. Yeah, you want to hang within two touchdowns and cover?
Yeah, you might.
You got to break 30. So how do the Patriots keep it close? Can they keep it close? And here's why I'm asking. Again, second largest spread of the year in the NFL. Your coach is on the hot seat. Your coach grasping for a safety device, like a lifesaver out there in the ocean to keep his job. And now you're staring down a scenario where all of us are like, boy, I don't even know how they cover two touchdowns.
I don't.
Which implies they get blown out and run off the field, and Josh Allen runs up the score, and he has six more touchdowns, and he is sealing his MVP case. So what does that mean? What does that look like on Monday when we come in?
Flip side.
Yes.
Because everybody is assuming you're going to get smoked.
Yep.
Anything other than that. I mean, if you win.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. But if you win. If you keep it close. If you play really competitive.
Another second Gatorade bath for Mayo.
You might. Yeah. Even if you cover, you might get a Gatorade bath.
Yeah, that's
true. Maybe you keep it going. But I think this is one of those scenarios where the bar is so low where if all of a sudden. And this might even be on the Bills. I think the other scenario is. And I don't think this will happen because they still have a shot at home field and they have a lot on the line and Josh Allen's going for an MVP and all that other stuff. But sometimes you see good teams kind of play with their food. Celtics, I know it's a different sport, but they'll play down for a little bit and then, you know, they'll get the win, but you're like, hey, you beat Detroit by like two. Like, what happened there? Mm-hmm. So it might be some of that. Maybe they're working on new stuff. Maybe they're like, hey, let's try some of these other plays that we haven't run yet. Because we know even if we end up having a punt or whatever, like, we'll get the ball back, we'll still win. So maybe there's a little bit of that. Like, Buffalo doesn't have a lot of, like, a sense of urgency, but I wouldn't bet on that.
Okay, so how would that look? Like, think about what it's going to look like on Monday for your coach who is on the hot seat, very much so on the hot seat, and may not be back for year two. What does it look like? How are people discussing the game, meaning fans on social media, that every single Sunday, Keith, you know your timeline, my timeline, yeah, gets lit up with fire mayo and
that's
this and that.
Every
they're
weekend.
A disaster.
Yep.
And just imagine how that's going to look. So can they keep it close, meaning cover, which is pathetic, two touchdowns. How do they do that? It's pretty much Drake May. And Drake May has to show he can at least hang with Josh Allen for a half, 2.5 quarters, something like that. That's how you do it. And here's the other piece to it. Sunday in Buffalo, I don't think there's any snow in the forecast. I don't see any precipitation in the forecast. But this is another good test for Drake May early in his rookie year. We all like what we've seen. Not enough wins. He's cleaned up the turnovers, I think, to a degree.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks, he's had an interception on the ledger, but both times.
Oh, I mean, please.
Hunter Henry and Kayshon Booty have handed interceptions to the defense the last couple of weeks.
So maybe we'll see that again. See if they can keep that streak going.
So see if you can break that streak, maybe, is what I would say. But okay, like, he's fixed turnovers where I blame him anyway. He's still not winning. I don't expect him to win this week or next or the week after. How's he playing the cold? Like, it's New England.
Yeah, you're going to need him to be a good cold weather quarterback.
This is something long-term that is important with a quarterback like Drake May. How does he play in the cold? I'm assuming he can cut it through the wind with the way he throws and his arm and everything else. But is he a guy who can play in crummy weather? And it's not going to be, again, a sloppy field, I don't think. It's not going to be snow on the field. So this isn't the biggest test, but
no.
How's he play in 17 degrees? And it's supposed to feel like it's 11 with minor wind in Buffalo?
Yeah.
How's he playing that? That's going to be important for Drake May long-term to find out.
They had a good Kyler Murray was asked about playing in the cold because Arizona is playing against
Carolina.
So I guess it's going to be cold in Carolina this weekend. And he's like, I've played in cold weather before. And they were like, he's like, how cold is it going to be? And the reporter's like, 35. And he's like, crap. He didn't say crap. But so, like, I do think it's important and – you know, that's another thing to sort of see because it's not all about wins and losses at this point. You want to see the Drake May development and add it to the list. So it's in Buffalo and then it's back-to-back home games. And you never know the New England weather. I mean, you might have like a 50-degree day next week or it might be 10. It might be snowing. Like, so we'll see, but like add it to the list. You know, he's a guy who's, you know, from the South, played in the ACC. So I can't imagine too many cold weather games. And so, yeah, that's something that you're going to need him to do. That's one of the great things about Josh Allen. He goes from Wyoming to Buffalo, not a question in the world. It's a true home field advantage for Josh Allen to play in Buffalo or any cold weather place.
I by the way, expect him to be a good bad weather quarterback. Like, he's big. Again,
he's big dudes. He plays outside, which is nice, like,
yeah.
Anyway. So even when it's not like a dome quarterback. When you think like Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, you're like, that guy's a dome quarterback.
He has the arm to cut it through the wind, which, again, Mac didn't. Mac just did not.
No.
And he's big and he's physical and he should be able to run in crummy weather. You know, he doesn't have the biggest hands, so keep an eye on that, I guess. But I expect him to be a good bad weather quarterback and a good cold weather quarterback, and that's important in New England. But here's an opportunity to see that this weekend. So what are your expectations for Drake May? How do the Patriots keep it close? Can they keep it close against a team like Buffalo this weekend? They're two touchdown underdogs, season winding down. They looked checked out last week against the Cardinals. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. That's also your text line. And what happens if they don't? What does it look like for Jerod Mayo, his job security? How hot is his hot seat? Because I don't really expect him to keep it close. I don't see much of an opportunity to keep it close. Vegas doesn't think so. People who follow the league don't think so. I'm sure the Patriots don't think they're going to keep it close. So if they don't, how hot is Mayo's hot seat on Monday? Again, you can jump in here. 617-779-7937. A couple of things here on the text line.
Yes.
I'm being told the Odyssey app is very clean right now.
Get in on it.
So if for whatever reason you're having any technical issues out there listening, outside the Boston area on any of our affiliates throughout New England. Odyssey app is clean.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go, especially this holiday season. A lot of driving. Mm-hmm. You'll miss zero of WEEI if you have the Odyssey app. I'm also being told, and this is someone watching along on Twitch or YouTube.
Yes.
I look like a, where'd it go?
Uh-oh.
I look like a Walmart brand Mark Schlereth. That's what I'm also being told.
I don't know who's more insulted.
Yeah,
you or Mark Schlereth?
I think Mark Schlereth should be.
He's Walmart.
Yeah, well, that's a good point,
taking
too.
Strays.
Walmart taking strays.
That's leave them out of this.
Very, very, very unnecessary.
Right.
So you can jump in
good
on that.
Feedback there.
Again, 617-779-7937. Let's get into Josh Allen as well. He's the MVP, heavy, heavy favorite to be the MVP. The Bills are the Super Bowl favorites as of this morning. Is Josh Allen the best quarterback in football? Not just the MVP of the league, but the best quarterback in football. Would you take him over every other QB? Who would you trade Josh Allen for? We can get into all of that with your feedback. We'll get to Mayo's job security. We'll get to Mike Vrabel, his interest in the Patriots job, and who he might bring along with him if he were to be the next head coach of the New England Patriots. Plus, we have some Celtics thoughts later on in the program as well.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Seen the past few years, I think they're playing really good football, though. I think their quarterback's going to be really good for a really long time. He's making some unbelievable plays, you know, extending and from the pocket, and I got a lot of respect for him and his game. But this defense, they play hard, and they've been a lot of one-score games this year that could have easily gone their way. So
Josh Allen on the Patriots and Drake May.
Yep.
A lot of one-score games, Keith. They easily
could go the other way, yeah.
Could have won a whole bunch of them.
Now, that is a tough spot to be put in. Where, like, Tom Brady for years and years and years, like, Jets are tough? He's like, yeah, real tough.
Good team.
Yeah, play hard.
A couple of plays away from being a five-win team.
You've beaten the Bills 20 straight times. Good team, though?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. It's a good squad.
Take away all the losses.
Yeah, just take out some of the losses.
If they win all their one-score games, like, okay.
Okay.
No, but he, like, what is he going to say?
Are they doing that again?
He's like, yep, good team.
So,
play hard.
Josh Allen is the heavy MVP favorite.
Yes.
I think Terp was telling me before the show, minus 900 is what he's up to.
Wow.
At least on DraftKings.
Holy smokes.
The Bills are the Super Bowl favorites. Is Josh Allen, he's the MVP of the league, but this is a separate discussion.
Like, right.
He deserves to be the MVP. The Bills are really good. He's having a great season. I also think, and you can say you don't care about this, but I think he should have won MVP a year ago. Lamar won it over him. Lamar is arguably having a better statistical year than Josh Allen now.
People are sleeping on Lamar's year.
Okay.
Lamar's having a crazy
year. But Lamar didn't deserve it last year, and Allen did. And now maybe Lamar deserves it more this year, but Allen's going to get it on a make-good.
Yeah.
So whatever.
This might be – okay, go ahead.
Allen is the MVP, okay?
Yes.
That's not what we're talking about. Is he the best quarterback in football?
He's the most valuable. No, he is – I still can't give it to anybody other than Mahomes.
Okay.
Mahomes' numbers are much worse, although his record's better. But his number, like, he's thrown a lot of interceptions this year. I just still think head-to-head, I can't pick anybody over Patrick Mahomes. And I know some people are trying to make it out to be maybe it's like a little bit Brady Manning. I know the details are different, but Brady Manning for a while, Brady was going to beat Manning until he didn't, right? And then Manning beat him in the playoffs, right? Like,
yeah,
Allen has wins
totally
over Mahomes in the regular season, but not in the playoffs.
I think it's a good analogy. I mean,
yeah,
Allen doesn't have MVPs yet like Peyton Manning
different
did, but...
And, like, Mahomes is different, too, because when Brady was winning his Super Bowls early, he didn't have the regular season awards yet.
And
so
Mahomes
already has
both. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
But I still think Mahomes, and, like, to your point about Allen being the MVP or a couple years ago Lamar being the MVP, there was a 12-year stretch where Tom Brady, maybe more than 12 years, depending on where you want to put the pin down. He was the best quarterback in the NFL, but Aaron Rodgers won the MVP, or Peyton Manning won the MVP, or hell, Matt Ryan won the MVP.
Sean Alexander mixing
like,
in
all
there.
These guys, yeah, all these, but yeah. Even like just quarterbacks,
oh, okay.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Even
yeah.
Just quarterbacks where you're like, all right, that guy won the MVP, but who's the best player? My guy LeBron James didn't win MVP every year. He was the best player in the league. So I still have to give it to Mahomes, even though he seems to be, and maybe the whole team, everybody's kind of been on it from Jump Street. They don't look right, and yet they just seemingly win every week. They're not scoring a lot of points. They're not scoring over 30 points either. But playoff game, Mahomes versus Allen. I think it's hard to bet against Mahomes in that situation. So I still think Patrick Mahomes is the best, but I think Josh Allen's the guy nipping at his heels and is second best quarterback.
Well,
in the NFL.
So and that's the second question. So I'm with you. I would also take Mahomes over Josh Allen. That doesn't necessarily mean I'd pick the Chiefs if the AFC title game. And Mahomes, by the way, I think is going to play this weekend. All the
Which
latest
is
reporting.
Wild. He should sit.
High
ankle sprain?
I give him a lot of credit for playing. He's mostly played through everything in his career.
He does.
Mostly. You know, he's soldiering through in the postseason a couple of years ago. He came back very quickly from like a dislocated kneecap or whatever
it was. Yeah, that QB sneak. Remember, you're like, oh, he's going to be out for a while. Like, no, he wasn't.
I mean, speaking of teams that don't sneak their quarterback, the Chiefs have not snuck Mahomes since then, and the Patriots won't sneak with Drake May.
I think he's missed like three or four games total in his career, and then one of them might have even just been because they already wrapped up.
Correct. Yeah. I think he might have sat at the end of the year. I think the only games he's missed for injury were those two or whatever it was for the dislocated kneecap. So Mahomes deserves a lot of credit for being tough and playing through ailments and injuries and being out there for his team, which is something that Brady did, which furthers the analogy of Mahomes and Brady. But I might take Buffalo if Buffalo is hosting the AFC title game. That doesn't mean I'm taking Allen over Mahomes, though.
Yeah, right.
And I wouldn't do that, despite Mahomes having a poor statistical year. But Allen over every other quarterback. Allen over Lamar?
Yeah, but I think Lamar
Allen over Burrow?
Yeah. I think Lamar doesn't get enough credit. I'd put Lamar 3. Like, if you're making your little podium.
So Burrow or Lamar, you're taking Lamar.
Yeah.
I would, too.
I think right now you have to. Lamar has 34 touchdowns and 3 picks. And he's the best running quarterback the league has maybe ever seen.
And he's run this year for like 700 yards or something like that.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah, not as many rushing touchdowns as Allen, but more yards, yeah.
No, he's been incredible, and he doesn't have a true number one receiver either, Allen. Well, hell, even Mahomes. You know, like, the one guy who does is Burrow. Burrow's got the best receiver maybe in the league, certainly in the
AFC. Arguably two.
Yeah, two's got two studs. But, you know, the winning also is going to go on the quarterbacks a lot. And I know some of them have better defenses than others, but those other three guys have sort of separated themselves right now. Like, a couple of years ago, I remember saying, I think the NFL is just going to be, or the AFC in particular, is going to be Mahomes and Allen and Burrow every year. It's going to be some variation of that in the conference championship. But then that was probably unfair to Lamar. Like, maybe it'll be those four guys. And every year, you're like, what combination is going to be in the conference championship? Right now, it's really just been the Chiefs. I know Burrow's got the one appearance in the Super Bowl. Allen still doesn't even have one. But Mahomes has been hogging them all, sort of like Brady for a while. Like, Brady kind of hogged all the appearances from the AFC. But eventually, don't you think somebody's going to knock him off?
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to bet it. Like, I think picking the Chiefs to win has been easy money the last few years in the playoffs because they've been underdogs like a handful of times. Like, why?
They were
why?
I told you.
In the Super Bowl.
I made maybe 15 bets in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Legitimately, the only one I took, and it was plus money.
Yeah.
Was Chiefs money line. It was crazy they were handing that out.
Winning hams left and right.
So, it's a lot of lost hams in that Super Bowl. But so, you got to win a game on Sunday. You're taking Lamar over Burrow.
Yes.
A playoff game.
Playoff game.
Lamar has not been good in the playoffs.
No, he hasn't. Now, Lamar's going to get you to the playoffs every year. I don't know if Burrow's going to get you to the playoffs.
I still think my answer is yes.
So you go Burrow 3?
No. I'm taking Lamar.
Oh, you are.
I'm
okay.
Saying, but just change the argument a little bit.
Gotcha.
You got to win a playoff game. Lamar has not been great in the playoffs. I still think I want him over Burrow. Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. Lamar hasn't.
Yeah.
As you just said, though, Burrow's about to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a rough.
Lamar has better numbers than Burrow this year.
Lamar has insane numbers this year, which. I'm surprised he's not getting a little bit more love for MVP, to be honest. Like, he has 34 touchdowns to 3 picks. Josh Allen.
He has 121 quarterback rating.
Yeah. He's far and away the QB rating.
He's completing 68% of his passes. People are like, he's not accurate. He can't throw.
That's not true. Like,
no,
it's not true
at all.
So Josh Allen, who what did Terps say? It's on this minus 900 for MVP, 25 touchdowns, 5 picks. So this guy has 9 more touchdowns, 2 fewer interceptions, and throws for more yards a game, let alone the running that he does. I know Allen runs too, but like Lamar's a great runner, and his team is primed for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a fair way to look at it, but here's how I'd look at it. Lamar shouldn't have 3 before Allen gets 1. Lamar probably shouldn't have got his 2nd before Allen gets 1, so I'm going to give Allen 1. And that's how I would vote on it. That's not fair.
It's not like the Oscars. Every once in a while, you win one when you're not supposed to, but you hadn't won in a while. So, like, hey, Martin Scorsese, you win for The Departed.
You're up.
Even though that wasn't your best film.
Yeah, you're up. You know, it's like, hey, Jokic, we're not going to hand you the MVP every single year. Michael Jordan, you're not winning the MVP every single year.
So maybe that'll happen. But Lamar is having a crazy season right now.
And so, no, I think you're right. But the only person I would take over Josh Allen in the league at any position is Mahomes. That's it.
You still have to. I think he's just built up such a goodwill where, you know, there were even years where statistically Brady wasn't killing it. But he'd be like, who's the best quarterback? Brady. Mm-hmm. Like, Brady's still the best quarterback. And he almost became stat-proof. You're like, all right, he doesn't have a ton of touchdowns, and maybe his receivers aren't great, but I don't care. There might be a guy in the league with twice as many touchdowns. I'm still taking him.
Yeah.
And then he kind of proved that to be right, you know, his first year after he left the Patriots and won a Super Bowl.
Okay, 2018. I mean, Brady's numbers were not great by his standards, right? 2018. 29 touchdowns against 11 picks.
Yeah.
You know, he threw for 4,000 yards. Like, and then, come playoff time, you're like, you got to make a big play. I'm not going to bet against Brady. Brady can go into Kansas City and win an AFC title game on the road.
Texter brings up a good point, too. Mahomes had that stretch where he was not doing anything. He's been on fire recently. So he's turning it around.
The Hopkins move, and maybe this flies in the face of what I said earlier, since they got Hopkins, his numbers have been much better.
Yeah, but Hopkins isn't what he used to be.
No,
you know, Hopkins is good. But
just
like,
not throwing to Justin Watson and Juju Smith-Schuster
Noah Gray.
The rookie Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
They are getting Hollywood Brown back this week, too.
That's true, too. So
I've never liked him.
I wanted him this offseason. He hasn't played yet.
He's probably their second best receiver, though.
Yeah, he might be. He for sure might be.
But, okay. I mean, if Josh Allen wins, would that change your mind on Mahomes v. Allen? Like, if
wins
Allen
wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Does he beat Mahomes on the way there?
Sure.
Yeah, I think you can have that conversation.
Then all of a sudden you go, I'm taking Allen over Mahomes.
Yeah, I think you could at least. Yeah, I think that might be
what
split.
What if Allen wins a Super Bowl but doesn't go through Mahomes?
Yeah, you might still say Mahomes.
The Ravens knock him out. Okay.
Yeah, you might still say Mahomes.
But this has to be the Bills' year. They're the Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah. Oh,
They're loaded. Allen's the MVP.
Less injuries than the Lions.
This has to be their. If they don't get it this year.
Yeah. I mean.
When are they getting it?
It's year 7, right? For
correct.
Josh Allen.
He's still only like 28.
He's 28. I mean, Mahomes is 29. Burrow's like 28. Like all these guys. Like Herbert's younger. I mean, I don't know. Herbert's on that level.
Drake May looking in your rearview mirror closer than he might appear.
Lamar's 27. Is that crazy? Lamar's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
He's 27.
Yeah.
So all the best quarterbacks in the league are all in the AFC, and they're all very much in their prime.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You can jump in on this. Josh Allen, the best quarterback in football. Who would you take over Josh Allen? Is it the Bills' year? And, oh, by the way, they just happen to be the Patriots' opponent this weekend. If it goes as poorly on the field as we expect it to, what does it mean for Jerod Mayo? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number here. And your text line on Jones and Keefe. We're getting a lot of reports. Keefe affiliates have cleaned it up.
Let's go. All right, that's good news.
I like this one. Them boys down in Providence got it cleaned up.
Then
they added this. Jones, you sound like the new guy with Scal.
I don't know if that's a compliment, necessarily.
So I look like a Walmart Mark Schlereth, and I sound like Drew Carter?
All right. Well.
They also added you should play a game with audio clips called Jones or What's-His-Face.
Well, Jones or you know what everybody deserves down there for cleaning up the
what's that?
The signal down in Rhode Island?
Oh, I know.
Cheeseburger
you
Club.
Do.
Yep, get yourself a
treat
nice,
yourselves yep. to a nice cheeseburger club
get
down there, fellas.
Free with fries and a Coke.
Good right. work. Good work. I want to compare and contrast Jerod Mayo with another coach in the NFL. Mayo tends to, Keith. I don't think I'm out of line saying this. He tends to stick his foot in his mouth every once and then.
He does.
He has to walk things back. He doesn't exactly handle the media in the best fashion.
Well, no, not this year.
So we're going to give you what I would consider an instant classic coaching rant, and we'll compare it to how Jerod Mayo should have handled a similar question next.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
I think it was Nate Tice posted on Twitter that Kayshon Boutte isn't finishing all his routes, at least from what you've seen. Have you seen an issue with that at all with Kayshon this year?
I'm not going to talk about specific players. I think we all have to get better. You know, for me, you talk about Boutte, it's get open and catch the ball. I mean, that's your job as a wide receiver. A receiver's in the title of your job description, and that's our expectation.
I'd say on the list of Gerard Mayo faux pas, this one's pretty benign.
But hilarious, nonetheless.
It is very, very, very funny.
Edited together? Was that like 10 minutes later?
No.
No, that was immediately after said, I'm not going to talk about anybody specifically.
Correct.
But Boutte needs to get open and catch the ball.
I don't want to talk about anybody
individual
specifically.
Players.
Yeah. Okay. What I will say about Boutte is get open and catch the football.
Right. Receivers in your description, so you need to be receiving the ball.
It's a Rick James moment is what it was. Yes, going on there.
That was great.
Yeah. Very much.
I'm not going to talk about any of the players.
Look, we don't want to talk about specific players here. Now, by the way,
why?
I read through the full transcript yesterday. I'm not going to subject myself to listening to 15 minutes of that guy every day. But he said that multiple times. I'm not going to talk about specific players in the press conference, which to me, that was a clear directive from Stacey James or whoever. Coach Stacey, Gerard, can you just don't get into it with specific players, can you not? And the guy can't help himself.
Once I got the whole transcript, I was like, damn.
That was Jones. That was Jones reading the whole Gerard Mayo transcript.
I was like, come on, dude.
I was like, damn. Yeah, no, it is. It's just like the long list now where, like, you're right, where that ranks, not the most offensive player in the world.
Barely even registers.
But it's just one of these guys that
he's not getting any better.
No, he's getting worse. He's losing control if he ever even had any.
This to me is the story with a clip like that. Is that like the most offensive thing? No. Hey, I'm not going to talk about players, but Boutte's going to catch the ball. It's funny, but it's just more evidence that we are now in week 16. It's December.
Yeah.
You've been a coach for, you know, going on a full calendar year.
Right.
And you still don't get it. You still can't keep it locked up for a 10-minute press conference.
Well, that's what was crazy, too, that a couple weeks ago when he was talking about the year two jump for players, how important that is, but also for him as a coach. But also when they're like, wouldn't you think there's sort of a jump in season, and by the end of the year, you should be correcting some of your mistakes and getting a little bit better, both on the field, maybe more important, or is more important, mm-hmm. but also off field, like, you'd be more comfortable in that spot.
Yeah.
Not less comfortable.
One would think. Not him.
Man.
He's a mystery wrapped in a riddle is what he is.
He is must listen to because you don't know what he's going to say.
Well, and you know what? Fair point in the Twitch chat.
What do you got?
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. $10 shake. People subject themselves to 4 hours of Jones every day.
Touche.
You can give 15 minutes to Gerard Mayo. Fair point.
You contradict yourself less than Mayo.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
It's probably neck and neck.
I will say that.
But yeah, it's a close one. Let's hear a coach who I think handled something very well that Mayo handled very poorly earlier today.
All right.
Earlier this season, rather. Another first-year coach, a guy who, beat Gerard Mayo head-to-head.
Yeah.
Brian Callahan not
going
well.
One of his few wins.
Yeah, not going well in Tennessee. I don't think Brian Callahan is a great coach. Remember, Gerard Mayo came out after Jacksonville and called his team soft?
Well, they were playing soft, he said, the following day.
Good point.
But
I meant
they were playing soft. That's not what I meant.
Came right out and called his team soft, and we said, well, boy, that's a strange thing, an odd thing to say about your team. You might not be wrong, but maybe keep that to yourself.
Or tell the team.
Or
he
let
didn't
the
tell
team
the team
know.
That.
No. He just came up to the podium and told the whole world, the whole football-watching world that after they lost to Jacksonville. Brian Callahan, rookie head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, and not even a good head coach.
No.
This is how he handled being asked about his team being soft.
I mean, you really want to get me going today? I think, to be honest with you, I think that's complete and total bullshit, if you want my honest opinion. These guys are tough, man. They go after it every day. They play hard as hell. And there's at no point have we ever put on tape at any point this season that this is a soft football team. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around how that would even be a conversation. I mean, just because we don't win games doesn't mean we're soft. These guys play their ass off. They play hard. They play physical. You can ask any team that plays against us that when they come off the field, they know they played us. Yeah, that makes me relatively angry that would be some presumption. That means you just don't watch the you know, you don't do anything about it that you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're looking at. So I'm not going to stand for anybody calling his football team soft. I think that's bullshit. So if there's opinions out there that feel that way, then, you know, they don't know anything about NFL football. So I'd like you to walk in there and call one of these guys soft and see what happens. You can kind of shove that one right up your ass, to be honest.
Wow. No, it's fantastic. I mean, this team sucks. He's no talent. He might not be good either.
Yeah.
But good rant, defends the players. Players are going to like that.
Thank you. Yeah. So do I, if I were, you know, hosting a radio show in Nashville, would I dissect that and analyze it a little more and get into all his contradictions? Probably.
Yeah, and like we would know more about what he has said throughout the year, but like that on its own.
What's he trying to do, though? He's trying to go to bat for his players. He goes, I can't even imagine anyone calling this team soft. Meanwhile, Gerard Mayo comes out and does it after a game.
Yeah.
So like just another clip. I don't think Brian Callahan gets it. He seems like a bum-ass head coach. At least he gets that. Your guy doesn't even get that.
No, he doesn't.
Kind of shove that one right up your to be honest.
He had turned that sunbitch sideways, shot it up real nice. No, that was a solid rant. I mean, he might not even be back next year. Who the hell knows?
Like, if they fired him, I'd be like, makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't work.
Guy's a bum.
But he had his guys back. And it is true, like, just because you lose games doesn't mean your team's soft. It means you have no skill, which is, you know, he's going to ignore that part of it.
Yeah, and if they're if they're not soft and there's some skill there, then it's probably about you, Brian.
Because you know what he's thinking? He's probably like, I took over a team that has Will Levis as the starting quarterback. What do you want me to do? But he's not going to say that publicly.
No.
He's not
Gerard Mayo might.
Gerard Mayo might have.
Gerard Mayo kind of has said that about the roster,
He did. He's like, we've all been dealt a hand or whatever. Remember? That's one of his other great quotes from this year. So, yeah, Mayo has sort of let us know that. You know, he's done, like, the kind of shady, like, no comment, too, about, like, the roster. Remember, like, anytime it's been brought up to him?
Well, no comment. He also did, of course, you said it, I didn't this past week.
You said it, I didn't.
It's almost hard to keep track of all of them.
It actually is.
But Brian Callahan goes, you can shut up your backside.
Mad about it.
Like, I can't even fathom someone asking me about that.
Yeah, players have something like that.
Go ahead and go in there and call the team soft. See what happens to you.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Meanwhile, Gerard Mayo's like, we're soft.
They're soft. No, what I meant to say was, what Stacey told me to correct myself and say was, they're playing soft. Huge difference.
So
is that the one that you think stuck out to? I think that's the one that got the most national attention.
Yeah.
We pick apart everything he says all week
Bill
long.
Responded to it, remember?
Well, he felt bad for the players.
I feel bad for these guys.
Bill said a lot worse than those guys in his time. But he did it privately. So that is, it is very different.
He did.
But that was the one that I think got the attention of most people. I do think this one, most recent one, where he threw Alex Van Pelt under the bus, has garnered some attention as well. But everybody was shocked by the player one.
That, nationally, you're right. This one locally about Van Pelt, because I think we all see it week to week. We know Van Pelt is probably the best at his job. And for Mayo to throw that guy, spineless, throw that guy under the bus, I think that is an issue locally. But you're right. Nationally, that's the bigger story. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Brian Callahan, not a good coach. Brian Callahan does not need to come back next year in Tennessee. I'm not saying I want Brian Callahan instead of Gerard Mayo. None of those things. What I'm saying is, even the terrible coaches, terrible first-year coaches who may not get a second year and may not be very good at their jobs, even they know not to call their team soft.
Right. In fact, they know how offensive it is, and then they go the opposite way. Like, he did probably too much there.
I think probably.
But, you know, better that than the alternative.
Yeah. So shove that up your back.
They got to go on a three-game win streak.
Shove that one right up your to be honest.
Wow. To be honest.
Well, as long as you're not lying about it.
All right, good rant. Good rant for Brian Callahan in his 1 year in Tennessee. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your feedback. I see you waiting patiently on Josh Allen. I see you waiting patiently on the Patriots and the Bills this weekend. Drake May, can he keep it close? Do you expect him to play well in the outdoors, in the cold, in December, in a place like Buffalo? That's important in New England. So we'll get to that as well. Plus the latest on Gerard Mayo, his job security, Mike Vrabel, his interest in the Patriots. I thought Arcan brought up a pretty good point yesterday. I was listening on my drive home. If Vrabel's such a great coaching candidate, and it's such a no-brainer that you should bring him in, why isn't he coaching in the league right now as a head coach? We can get into that with all your feedback next.